Amanda the Toy Otter, and this is Hop Deutsch, the radio show in which my daddy attempts to teach me and my plushy friends the German language, usually to his deep frustration. You too can follow along and learn German with us. It'll be fun!
Hello everyone, and welcome to Elementary German. Let's start with roll call. Amanda.
Here, Daddy.
Okay, Amanda's here. Eckert.
I'm here. Yep.
PJ.
Present.
Nico.
Here, sir.
And Tally.
Here.
Okay, to start off, does anyone here know any German whatsoever?
I speak fluent German. I just have one question, though.
Yes, Eckert. What's your question?
What does speckledy dooch mean?
That's sprechen Sie Deutsch. It means, do you speak German?
Oh, well, of course I do. I just don't know what speckledy dooch means.
Okay, then. We're going to start off by learning some basic pronouns. Now, I is ich.
Icky?
No, Nico. Ich. If you want to say I, as in myself, it's ich. And you is du. Actually, there are two ways to say you. If you want to use the more familiar, like in Old English, you would say thee, you would use du, whereas the more proper, polite, is sie. And then he is er, and she is sie. We is wir. Okay, do you think you all have that?
Speckledy dooch.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Let's move on to articles. Now, in English, you have two articles. You have the and a.
The and a what?
No, that's it, Amanda. That you just have the and a. But in German, it's a little different. You actually have three different ways to say the. Der, die, and das. And it changes for each noun you use. And in when you say a, it's ein, eine, or eine. It depends on the word. Or if you want to say no, as in I have no bananas, or something like that, then you would say keine.
What? We're out of bananas already? But you just went shopping.
Okay, why don't we try some nouns, okay? I'm going to give you the article that goes with each noun. So remember to write them down, because that's really the only way to remember them. Okay, house is das Haus. Street is die Straße. Dog is der Hund. Cat?
Yes, sir.
No, not you, Nico. The word cat is die Katze. Germany is Deutschland. The language German is Deutsch. Ferret, das Frettchen. Human, der Mensch. Otter.
Yes, Daddy.
No, the word otter is der Otter. Same word. Fish is der Fisch. Mouse is die Maus. Horse is das Pferd. Rabbit, das Kaninchen. Hare, as in almost but not quite a rabbit, das Hase. Bird, die Vogel. Rat.
Present.
Not you, PJ. The word rat is die Ratte. Bigfoot.
Bigfoot? Where?
Hopefully in the notes you're taking, Eckert. Is der Großfuß. Dragon. I say dragon.
What are you expecting me to answer? We already did that joke four times.
Just want to give everyone an equal opportunity to interrupt the lesson. Dragon is der Drache. Animal is das Tier. Pet, das Stubentier. Lion, der Löwe. Lizard, die Eidechse. Lobster, das Rümer. Ox, der Ochs. whale is Das Walfisch. Robot.
Present.
Yes, thank you, PJ. Robot is Der Robot. Eagle is Das Adler. And Alien, Der Ausländer.
Whee! I know a bunch of German nouns.
Now, how would you like some German verbs?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Hunt is jagen. Have, haben. Become, anstehen. Speak, sprechen. Think, denken. Eat, essen. To graze or to pig out, fressen. Love, lieben. Hate, hassen. Cuddle, hatscheln. Give, geben. Swim, schwimmen. Play, spielen. Walk, wandern. Run, laufen. Sleep, schlafen. Dig, graben. Make or do, machen. Sit, sitzen. Look, gucken. And be is sein. But just like in English, that word changes a lot. I am would be ich bin. You are, du bist. It is, es ist. And we are, wir sind.
I have a question. Do all the verbs end in N?
Well, mostly.
So, what I want to say is, specklededuchen.
No, Eckert. You see, the words, they change in where you put them in the sentence. Usually, they'll end with N, when you're talking about a group doing something, like we walk would be wir wandern. But the endings change according to what you're doing, and we'll learn about that in another lesson. But there is no word such as duchen. It doesn't exist.
I have a question, Daddy.
Yes, what is it, Amanda?
How come that vein in your head starts pulsing every time Eckert asks a question?
Die meine Güte, was Sie alles wissen wollen. That's
a subject for another lesson.
Okay.
Now, how about some adjectives? Ugly.
Hey, that's me and my brother. Speak for yourself, Bat.
Ugly is hässlich. Mean or hostile is böse. Nice is nett. Sick is krank. Good or well is gut. Healthy, gesund. Big, groß. Small, klein. Red, rot. Yellow, gelb. Green, grün. Blue, blau. Orange, orange. Purple, purpurn. Brown, braun. Black, schwarz. Gray is grau. White is weiß. Pretty is schön. And no, as in, yes, we have no bananas, is kein.
Will there be bananas next week?
No, there won't be any bananas next week. Now, a couple words I'd like to add to that list. My would be mein. Your is dein. Für. Don't or not is nicht. Please is bitte. And thank you is Dankeschön. You're welcome is also bitte. Let's see, our, as in something we possess, is unsere. Very is sehr. Okay, why don't we try a little translation?
Okay, from what language?
We're going to be going from German into English.
Can I do German into Canadian instead?
Yes, Eckert, you may do German into Canadian.
Okay, this first one's for Amanda. Mein Pferd ist nicht krank.
My horse is not sick.
Very good, Amanda. Okay, this one's for PJ. And watch out, because I'm going to slip an alternate verb form at you. Hast du ein Fisch für mein Otter?
Hast, would that be a form of haben? It is? Okay. Hast du, do you have a fish for my otter?
You mean there's fish?
Not until lunchtime, sweetheart.
Okay, this next one is for Eckert. Here's an easy one. Mein Löwe spricht Deutsch. Now remember, spricht, that's a form of sprechen. Okay, so can you tell me what that means?
Come on, Eckert. It's a really simple one. What does it mean? Mein Löwe spricht Deutsch.
Let's see. My lion speaks German.
That's very good, Eckert. I don't see why everybody keeps calling you an idiot. You're pretty smart.
Oh, I'd better be careful then. I don't want to lose my standing in the idiot society.
Okay, Tally. Gib mir bitte ein Haus für Großfuß.
Give me, please, a house for Bigfoot.
Okay, Nico, this one's for you. Wir lieben unsere Blaufrettchen.
We love our blue ferret.
Very good.
Yes, but who ever heard of a blue ferret?
And here's one for Amanda. Ein Mensch ansteht ein Eidechse. Unglaublich.
Okay. A human, becomes a lizard. Unbelievable.
Hey, and I didn't even teach you that unglaublich is unbelievable. How'd you know that one?
Well, that's what you say every time I come home with a new stain.
Good point. Good point. Okay, PJ. Dein Pferd ist sehr schön.
The horse is very pretty.
Oh, is Briarwood here? I'd like to meet Briarwood.
No, it's just a sentence. Just a sentence. Okay, Eckert, here's a really simple one for you. Mein Hase ist ein Robot.
My hair is a, well, that last word is throwing me.
Psst, it's robot.
Oh, my robot is,
No, not that one, that one.
Oh, I got it. My hair is a robot.
Very good, Eckert.
Here, I thought my hair was made out of polyester.
Okay, last one, and we'll give this one to Tally. Ich denke, Großfuß ist ein Ausländer.
Why do I keep getting the ones for Bigfoot? Is that some type of dig?
It's just a sentence, Tally.
All right. I think Bigfoot is an alien.
Oh, hey, everybody. Are we speaking German? I'd like to give it a try.
Well, sure, Captain Muppet. Let me find a sentence for you.
Genauso hat Gott die Welt geliebt, dass seinen eingeborenen Sohn gab, auf dass alle, die an ihn glauben, nicht verloren werden, sondern das ewige Leben haben. Johannes 3:16.
Captain, where did you learn to speak German like that?
Oh, it's easy. All I have to do is mimic the German speaking power of that big bear on Sesame Strasse.
Okay, that's all for today. Next week, learning about plants and numbers.
That's it for today.
That's it for today.